This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The mayor of Los Angeles said this the other day as the coronavirus swamps Southern California hospitals. Hunker down, Eric Garcetti said, and cancel everything. That's the quote. Plans, travel, gathering, everything. And honestly, it's not just here, right? As the holidays approach, Americans pretty much all over the place are being asked to not go anywhere. How accommodating, though, are travel and lodging companies being about this, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
Back in March, Ambrish Kochhar from Evanston, Illinois, was supposed to travel to India to visit family. Then India suspended entry with travel visas, so his wife and two kids...
they wouldn't even be able to get on to the airplane.
Kochhar had to cancel. He says not only did United Airlines not fully reimburse him, the cancellation fees amounted to $1,000.
It is totally unfair.
When we contacted United, they said they would look into it. Since March, most major airlines have dropped their ticket change fees through the end of this year. Angela Fontes is an economist with the American Council of Consumer Interests.
One of the things that's a little challenging is that the super saver type fares are the ones that are likely to have the most restrictive policies, specifically around cancellation.
It's also a patchwork of policies for lodging. Hotels vary, but for now, most chains, including Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, and Holiday Inn, will allow most cancellations with no penalties. Airbnb, on the other hand, leaves it up to the host and the guest to negotiate possible refunds directly, but isn't promising anything unless one of the parties has COVID. Refunds for travelers are costs to businesses, and the travel and leisure industries are being hard hit by the pandemic. United Airlines forecast a 67% decline in revenue this fourth quarter compared to last year. Airbnb, which is going public tomorrow, had a 19% drop from last year. And Fontes says, while it may be hard to empathize with a company,
there are also employees who are being laid off as a result of this.
Cancellation fee or not, public health officials say health should come first. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.